Deci dacă le ridicare history physical patient name gene GENES event AVENT date of birth 8/5/1950 place which okay. Wichaker Charles Village is a history and physical comprehensive initial evaluation. History of present illness, this is 73-year-old gentleman. He was admitted to John Hopkins Hospital. Patient has a multiple medical problem. He presented to the hospital with a left leg wound and a pain for 1 week after a fall. He is found to have septic shock, cellulitis, and also recent concern for necrotizing fasciitis. Patient has a known history of alcohol use disorder, opiate use disorder, and methadone, hypertension, COPD, housing instability. Patient was doing well a week ago until fall, then he has an infection in the left leg resulting into pain, swelling in the hospital, bilateral lower extremity, pain, worsening left leg swelling, wound worsened and opened without significant drainage. No fever, no chills.
Q, please come to the front lobby. Q, please come
patient
to
the patient also has a chronic back pain. On arrival to the ED, blood pressure was 80 over 40. On arrival to the ED, blood pressure 80 over 40. Temperature 96, temperature was 36.9 centigrade. Maximum 37 centigrade. Found to have open wound on the anterior aspect of the left lower extremity. Hemoglobin 11, WBC count 6.2. Left shift, zosyn, clindamycin, vancomycin started, tetanus vaccine given. He was also given diazepam for possible alcohol withdrawal symptoms. He has alcohol use disorder. In the hospital, he was treated for Shevanila, S-H-E-V-A-N-E-L-L-A, Shevanila bacteremia due to polymicrobial left lower extremity wound, and also soft tissue infection of the bilateral lower extremity, bacteremia with septic shock. He was managed. He underwent debridement of the left lower extremity.
I think what happened was that Joy would
left right lower extremity was no concern as per ortho, no concern for septic giant.
And he gives you back from
over the time, patient developed worsening leukocytosis, temperature up to 102 Fahrenheit.
I said, this can't
right lower extremity, he developed bulla, erythema. And no specific CT findings suggestive of necrotizing fasciitis in the right leg, no neck fat. General surgery consulted, patient was taken to the OR for debridement of the lower extremity. On January 24, January 25, and January 26, and January 29, left lower extremity debridement on January 22 and January 29. Plastic surgery performed the skin grafting of the wound on the February 8. Wounds have partly microbial infection. CT scan with contrast, no evidence of osteomyelitis, wound with polymicrobial infection, broad spectrum IV antibiotics, vancomycin, cefepime, Bactrim, Flagyl.
Last week, hopefully, or usually, this week, don't
follow the police for now. Clindamycin, ceftriaxone, zosyn, multiple antibiotic given. Patient was managed after stabilization. PTOT done. He had a substance use disorder. Heroin use. He's on methadone. Patient was also started on gabapentin. While in the hospital, he was maintained on methadone 50 milligram daily. Lower extremity edema, volume overload, echo showed Jack infraction of 55%. Patient was diuresed with Lasix. He was also noted to have right ventricle dilatation.
Let's see, I can't even see him.
Patient improved COPD, centrilobular emphysema, meeting goal criteria for COPD and deuterol inhaler, umbilical hernia, no strangulation.
Yeah.
After stabilization, PTOD done, patient agreed and sent for subacute rehab. Today when I saw a patient, he was concerned that he missed his methadone dose, but he's not shaky, he's not nervous, he's not vomiting, lying on the bed, somewhat anxious. I discussed the nursing staff, I called the pharmacy myself, and we have arranged oxycodone to be given, and we'll get possibly methadone tomorrow for him. I've explained to the patient. Past medical history.
I'll go home.
Patient has a substance abuse disorder. Number 2, alcohol use disorder. Number 3, chronic wound lower extremity. Number 4, housing instability. Number 5, COPD. Number 6. Hypertension, number 4, opiate use disorder, recently on methadone. Allergy.
And I've been with Kevin now over a year.
No allergies. Nervous system, no headache, no dizziness, pulmonary, no cough, no congestion, cardiac, no chest pain, GI, no vomiting, musculoskeletal, bilateral extremity wound, with the dressing in place. Neuro, no syncope, no dizziness, endocrinopal, unipal dysphagia, genital urinary hematuria, skin, bilateral lower extremity wound, status post multiple debridement. Currently, dressing is in place and is intact.
And you get this girl sitting right and then literally sitting right
here. Genital urinary no hematuria. Medications upon discharge, number 1, Tylenol 650, Q4 hour, PRN, albuterol inhaler 2 puff, Q6 hour. 10 milligram dalbutamol suppository PRN for constipation, cyanocobalamin 1000 mcg daily, Lovinox 40 milligram subcutaneous daily, folic acid 1 milligram daily, gabapentin 300 milligram, one tablet a night, melatonin 3 milligram daily at night, multivitamin daily, naloxone, nasal spray for drug overdose, nicotine patch for chronic smoking, oxycodone 5 milligram every 4 hour PRN. Miralax 17 gram daily, Seneca tablet, 2 tablet twice a day, thiamine 100 milligram daily, methadone 50 milligram daily. Physical exam, patient is awake, alert, oriented time 3, cooperative, blood pressure 140 over 68, pulse 72, temperature 98.5 Fahrenheit, respiration 18, pulse ox 96%, head rhythmic, normophilic, eyes anectaric, no, urine is a discharge. Throat, no exudated neck, supple, no JVD, chest, no tender lungs, clear, no wheezing, heart assonance to regular, no murmur, abdomen is soft, non-tender, bowels on positive, umbilical hernia noted, no rebound, no rigidity, extremities, bilateral, lower extremity wound, the dressing is intact, neuro is awake, alert, 20 times 3, and cooperative.
As I fell asleep, he's in the background. Here, business.
Assessment, patient number 1, left leg wound, status post multiple debridement, next line right leg wound with multiple debridement, next line left leg suspected neck fash resulting into septic shock while in the hospital, managed in the hospital, stabilized with multiple antibiotics. Completed the course.
We don't even know if she's gone.
Next line. Hypertension. Next line. COPD. Next line.
Has moved out.
Poly substance abuse. Next line. Heroin abuse. Currently on methadone.
I don't know.
Next line. Septicemia treated. Next line. Chronic wound bilateral lower extremity. Next line. Necrotizing fasciitis of the left leg. Next line. Soft tissue infection of the right leg. Multiple debridement done. plan of care. We'll continue all the medication, locus in care, wound team consultation. Thank you. Discuss with the nursing staff. I'll discuss with the patient. While in the meantime, we'll give methadone by tomorrow. I have increased his dose of oxycodone to 10 mg Q4 to 6 hour PRN. Patient, I agreed.
Call your agency.